You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ingrid Castle, and we've been interviewing John Hamill. We're talking about the FDA proposed rule to eliminate 26 important nutraceuticals used by compounding pharmacists. And I think people don't really understand, that a compounding pharmacist is what is used actually for creating really all the supplements. They're usually hired out and done by, companies that hire their, compounding pharmacists that put these formulas together. And yeah, you can go do an independent compounding pharmacist, but, this rule can actually affect all of us in a huge way, and we need to have more freedom, not less, at this time. So yeah, you were going into aspects of your comment that were really educational, and I think it's good for people to hear. And I think you had just finished off, John, right at the point where you were citing one of the PubMed articles on on the use of NAD plus and why healthy middle-aged and older people actually need supplementation with this, with NAD and NADH.
Would you like me to continue with that?
Yeah, I actually do. I think it's really a great testimony. It really is.
Okay, well, here's another study. They asked the question, why use NAD therapy to treat addiction? And the reason is because it has been determined that the excessive use of drugs and alcohol will deplete the body's natural stores of NAD. Because of this, the brain cannot receive the same energy it usually would from breaking down food. NAD therapy floods the brain with a coenzyme to replenish its stores, providing three key effects. It flushes out all the drugs that are still in the user's system. It reduces withdrawal effects, which can be extremely difficult and uncomfortable to tolerate. It curbs the cravings for alcohol and opioids and lessens the pain of withdrawal, making recovery easier physically and mentally. It allows the body to produce energy more naturally without a crash or jitters like caffeine and sugar or the negative effects that come with some other substances. Length of sessions vary depending on the severity of the addiction and what the clinic recommends. After the initial session, follow-ups will be scheduled 1 to 2 months later. These sessions can continue at the discretion of the prescribing clinic. Then I have an abstract, the NAD deficiency diseases, and there's this abstract, argues that oral nicotine acid therapy provides an effective biological treatment for addiction to both alcohol and opiate drugs when given in daily doses of 500 milligrams or more. It is also purported that there is considerable evidence that this same treatment is effective for other manifestations of the nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide deficiency disease like anorexia nervosa, early diabetes mellitus, heart failure, essential hypertension, schizophrenia, and even the problems of predatory behavior such as crime and violence.
Wow.
So here we have
yeah.
the FDA not paying attention to any
right.
of these things. They're only looking at it as pertains to MS, and even there, they're not taking an honest look at it because they have a long history of suppressing alternative treatments for all diseases. I remember years ago when Hans Nieper had an MS treatment that was extremely effective called calcium EAP, and the U.S. Customs was seizing all the shipments that they could get their hands on when people tried to receive it from Germany. And so I was hired to go to Capitol Hill to lobby on behalf of these patients who were, they created kind of a lifeboat to help each other. So if one person's shipment got seized, everyone else would provide some from their reserves. And this is kind of an outrageous thing. People should be allowed to take what they choose. You know, what they, people should be allowed to ingest mm-hmm. whatever they want into their bodies without the FDA trying to order them around. Like I said at the beginning of this discussion, the FDA lost all moral authority to tell us what we can ingest when they changed how OxyContin was regulated to cause that huge opioid epidemic. And now, seriously, they want to tell us we can't use NAD, a safe natural substance, to break this addiction that they have caused? Unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, I loved it when you cited from the Economist.com magazine that, you know, basically said in graphic detail the numbers of people that have died from the opioid epidemic in this country that is greater than the number of Americans that that were in combat in three wars, the Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War combined. All the deaths, all the combat deaths from this war does not equal the number of people that have died as a result of this FDA-instigated opioid epidemic. So should I go ahead and read mine? I mean, and, you know, these are just things that we put, but I want to encourage people. They can write a paragraph. All they have to do is go to some of the websites that we've mentioned. And actually, I think the main one would be the NAD, you know, the one that kind of alerted us to this whole problem. That would be NAD-plus.us, NAD-plus.us. They have all the 26, you know, nutraceuticals being slated to be axed. And then you can go ahead and get some ideas for writing, and it has all the links are there, everything, where to go for at regulations.gov, as well as, of course, the chat room, Immunize Wisely. But I just did a brief one. I did it last night. I realized, frankly, that I couldn't be on the I couldn't have John on the show unless I stayed up late and wrote my comment and proved to him that I did it. I mean, I was going to do it like Sunday, but I said, no, I better get it done right away. This is how I spent Friday night after Thanksgiving. So I just put, this rule discounts biochemical individuality. See the excellent book, Biochemical Individuality, by Roger J. Williams, who, you know, was at University of Texas. Anyway, that's an old book. It's classic. Shows we all are different. In my case, I'm highly allergic to all pharmaceutical drugs, having suffered intensely whenever I have been in the unfortunate position to have them injected into me. The first case was in a hospital stay where they gave me antibiotics intravenously. That's another story. And two, a few vaccines that were forcibly injected into me without my consent. Twice this happened, once as a toddler without my mother's consent, and once as a teenager in an emergency waiting room, where literally I was assaulted. But anyway, that's why I do this work. So, and I am. I'm there. Our whole family is highly sensitive to these, you know, what I call satanic drugs. So I have read this rule repeatedly, and I found that the FDA favors a pharmaceutical product over a natural substance if they have similar uses in the treatment of a specific disease condition. I find this odd since I've watched in horror as the FDA has approved one poison after another to be marketed on unsuspecting public. Aspartame or Neotame on, you know, Neotame is, if you don't know, Neotame does not have to be listed on the label because it's 100 times, it's aspartame that's 100 times more concentrated. So they can slip it in to products without it ever being on the label because it's such a small percentage. And now they call it NutraSweet. It's known to cause 92 serious disease conditions and has been found in diabetes medication, even though this additive has caused diabetes in laboratory mice and is deadly for diabetics. regarding several of the 26 nutraceuticals slated to be banned for use in products by compounding pharmacies, I found the following shocking. Aloe vera, 200-to-1 freeze-dried. Nettles, D-ribose, and both NAD and NADH on the slated list to be a particular concern. I mean, but of course, curcumin. I mean, anyway, as a distributor for Rain International, their main product uses D-ribose in the formulation. And then I put up an article from PubMed, a link, and it illustrates how useful it is for patients suffering from chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and basically, you know, autoimmune diseases. And a concentrated form of aloe vera obviously has multiple uses in any formulation. And I, you know, I kind of go on, you know, because nettles, I'm way into nettles. I have an article on humbleweed.net all about nettles and how it's useful for. So when people are depleted of minerals and they have back problems, there's nothing like nettles to replenish the minerals. We sold a lot of nettles in Arizona, of all places. People were buying it all the time from one lady in a, I guess it was an elderly woman in a trailer park was starting to share it with everyone she knew, and they started coming in because it helps so much. Nettles does. Okay, then I said NAD and NADH are forms of niacin that Melania Trump wants to make sure Americans suffering from the opioid crisis, thanks to the FDA, can have access to all formulations that help them get off these dangerous and addictive drugs. That is one of our First Lady's big things right now, is to help resolve the opioid crisis. She is all about that. And she, you know, she would be horrified at this rule and, you know, likely want to put a stop to it. There currently is no pharmaceutical product that has been developed that can undo the damage your agency has caused by approving this class of drugs to be prescribed indiscriminately. And then I end with, the American people deserve to be treated with respect for their biochemical individuality. Your agency thus far has been working to protect pharmaceutical and chemical companies over the health of the American people. This needs to stop. Our Constitution gave us the Bill of Rights, and your agency seems to have forgotten that many Americans are waking up to the fact that their rights have been trampled on. Rules such as this one, if not axed altogether, will be waking up a sleeping giant if acted upon. Be prepared for a lawsuit and to be demonetized. Yeah, they need to be demonetized, you know, just like what they're doing to YouTube channels. I don't know how many people realize that YouTube channels are now being demonetized, and that ahead of taking them down altogether. So do you have some other comments, John?
Not right now.
Okay. Do we want to open the line to callers? Because you're also an expert on sulfur, too. All the articles on my website on sulfur are authored by you, and how important sulfur is and why it's actually a missing mineral today because of factory farming. There are two things I found that everyone is deficient in. Well, actually more than that. Magnesium, of course. Iodine is another, and sulfur. And sulfur is needed to produce the glutathione you need to detox from the heavy metals they've been spraying in the chemtrails. It's in the water that's all around. It's in the air. It's everywhere. So we have an accumulation of heavy metals in our body because we tend to be mineral deficient, and particularly sulfur deficient. You need sulfur to produce glutathione. That's why they have glutathione supplements instead of just all what you need to do is actually supplements with sulfur, because your body produces glutathione naturally if it has sufficient sulfur. So, we'll go ahead and open up to callers. The number is 800-313-9443. If you have any questions, we really seriously need people to just take some time and do this action and spread it around and forward it to either myself or John. I would do it to John, because then you're going to be in the winning for getting some free sulfur. And it's the same high quality sulfur that I take regularly, and it's definitely a lifesaver. I have a great testimony on my website, humbleweed.net, of a woman. I begged her to take sulfur, and I finally just sent her a pound. She was a close friend of mine, And she couldn't believe the difference. She, you know, you start dreaming in color. You know, I mean, you don't realize how deficient you are until you supplement with it and all these changes happen in your body. So I think it's important. And if you have not experienced the value of, you know, pure MSM, not in capsules, you know, we're talking about the bulk, you know, pure stuff that you would stir in some hot water. And, you know, and he has ideas of how to make it into a punch to make it taste better. In fact, you don't mind the taste if you have enough sulfur in your system. That's what I found. Or you could, you know, mix it with lemon juice or vinegar or something. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I just wanted to, you know, let everyone know that we are taking calls, 1-800-313-9443. So we have Scott in California. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Thank you, Scott, for calling.
Oh, hello. Hey, great show. That was something new about compounding pharmacies. Never heard of that before. And the FDA mm-hmm. thing, it's just not going to get fixed until there's some, you know, Nuremberg-style prosecutions of FDA people and pharmaceutical people. I'm sure they'll get to that when they finish up that JFK thing. But as a workaround, right. The FDA only has jurisdiction interstate. So if there was a compounding pharmacy that only sold within a state, FDA is completely out of it. So I'll get off the air and leave you with that.
Wow, that's very interesting, Scott. Thanks. Yeah, so it would be between states. So if you're doing, you know, because states are individual, you know, states, and they have their own regulations. So, you know, if your compounding pharmacy is doing NAD within the state, like the one in Colorado is only selling to people in Colorado, they wouldn't have any jurisdiction. It's when they start selling outside of Colorado. That's what he's saying,
right? Well, they are selling
right?
all over the country.
Yeah, that's the issue. So then we need to have compounding
pharmacies. Can I go back to
MSM
for a second? Can I go back to the discussion of MSM for a second?
Well, sure. We do have another caller, but
Know. Okay. Well, bring on the other caller.
Well, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I just think
to say
it's
that
interesting because it seems to me the solution that...
Pharmaceutical industry deliberately demineralized our soil, realizing that if they could just get the trace minerals out of our soil, they could trigger off a huge rise in every sort of degenerative disease, especially cancer. And the way they made that happen back in the 40s and 50s was they went to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and they said, go to the farmers, tell them to stop using manure as fertilizer, tell them they'll get increased crop yields and make a lot more money if they just, instead of using manure, use synthetic petroleum-based fertilizers, NPK fertilizer. And so farmers didn't understand the implications of what they were being told. They heard that word money, and that's all they heard. So they made that switch. They stopped using manure. They started using these synthetic fertilizers, and they stripped our soil of trace minerals that are absorbed by the roots of the vegetables that we eat. And so they did indeed trigger off a huge rise of cancer and every other degenerative disease by this change, and they were laughing all the way to the bank. So what Ingrid and I and others selling this sulfur find is that when we can reestablish the sulfur cycle in someone's body by getting them to drink a couple of glasses of sulfur water every day, they detoxify. Their cell membranes are more porous, more permeable, allowing an optimal amount of oxygen to flood into the cells, pushing the toxins out. And because sulfur has 16 unpaired electrons in its outer shell, it'll form a chemical compound with almost anything it comes into contact with. So it's an ideal chelator of heavy metals. It'll pull mercury out of people. If you have any amalgam fillings, you've got mercury in your mouth, it'll pull that mercury out. Everyone is breathing aluminum dioxide from the geoengineering, the chemtrails. This is causing a huge increase in early onset Alzheimer's disease. and cognitive problems in general when you breathe this aluminum. You can protect yourself from that by ingesting sulfur.
Hey, John, can you hear that?
Same with the barium, the strontium, the cobalt.
We have a commercial. Wait. John, we have a commercial. Okay. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with John Hamill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back. We were talking about the many reasons we need to supplement with sulfur, and it did start with the big ag, the chemical companies, went ahead and told farmers not to do manure anymore and do the three P's instead. And so pretty soon, it may have stimulated plant growth, but our soils soon became depleted of all the trace minerals, and actually, a lot of minerals that we relied on for good health. So anyway, do you want to sum that up, or we just want to kind of move on to the next caller?
Let's move on to the next caller.
Okay. So we have Norm in Georgia. Welcome, Norm. Do you have a question for John or a comment?
Yeah, hi. I actually had to call in when I heard you talk about sulfur, organic sulfur, or another terminology called MSM. It is the third most abundant mineral in our body. okay? And you're right about the soil has been depleted of organic sulfur. It's just not there anymore. I started taking organic sulfur about a year after I had a heart attack. The doctor put me on statin drugs, which I did a lot of research on that and found out it was detrimental to my health in the long run. So I started doing a lot of research about herbs and found organic sulfur. And, you know, heart attacks run in my family along with, you know, hemorrhoids, unfortunately. And when I took myself off of the statin drug, started taking organic sulfur, and, you know, noticed that immediately within a week or two, my hemorrhoids went away. I didn't have any more chest pains. I have more energy. I'm 60. I'll be 69 this coming March, and I feel like I'm 21 years old again. I have a lot of stamina. I started lifting weights, and I continue to do research to this day on organic sulfur, and it's just the you know, benefits are amazing from this organic sulfur. It's so many things that it helps you with. It makes your blood vessels more pliable. It cleans out your arteries. It's the food we're eating now is just depleted of this most important, third most abundant mineral that our body is supposed to have. I just wished other people knew about it. I've been telling.
Well, Norm, I just want to say this is why John has been, you know, telling people about this and educating as Sulfur for Health. And I also get my, you know, quantity from him, and I resell it by the pound at humbleweed.net, because, you know, I deal with a lot of people that are sick and have, you know, one disease after another. But a lot of them have cancer, and it's actually very common to see all these deficiencies, and they're resolved. I mean, you know, he has, John has testimonies of people that, you know, resolve themselves of leukemia and lymphoma from just using sulfur, you know, because it brings that oxygen to the cells and brings pH and does so much stuff.
Yeah, I have a cousin that has a lot of health problems. He had cancer a while back and went through a lot of chemotherapy, and he's lost a lot of feeling in his feet and has a lot of health problems. I recommended organic sulfur to him, and he started taking it 3 months ago, and now he's able to get out in his yard and do yard work without any more pain. Now, I will admit, it's very bitter. I used to take it a spoonful and chase it with water, but it's very extremely bitter. So what I did is I bought some gelatin capsules and a pill machine, and now I make my own pills, and that way it's not so bitter.
Okay, that's actually, you're not going to get the full benefit of it because your body has to break down the gel capsule. So let me just tell you, Norm, seriously, you want it. I take hot water to dissolve it. I'll put like 3 heaping teaspoons in a pint jar, pour hot water over it, swish it around, and then you just can take a swig, or you just mix it with some lemon juice. Mix it with something that you're going to drink throughout the day. You know, like, let's just say you put a little fruit juice with some water. It, you know, you'll get used to it, and it actually does not taste bad when you're mixing it with a bunch of other stuff. Take a swig of that pint jar before you eat. But you need it in liquid form. Seriously, you do not want it in pill form, because you're wasting a lot of it. I mean, you might get some benefit, but you're not getting the maximum benefit you can have if you don't by taking it in liquid form.
So are you saying that the you know, capsules, when you ingest them, that the acid in your stomach is eating away at the gelatin capsules?
Okay, John, answer. John, answer it.
Yeah, you need to maintain a healthy stomach acid. As we age, we lose our stomach acid, so it is something you might want to take as a supplement. I try to explain to people that there's no unsafe amount of sulfur to ingest. However, if you fail to drink an optimal amount of water, you could have a Herxheimer's reaction, because you need to be able to flush out the toxins that the sulfur is releasing from your liver, kidneys, and cells. Those toxins are going into your bloodstream. They could cause migraine headaches or flu-like symptoms if you don't drink half your body weight in ounces of water every day to flush the toxins out. So what I explain to people is that dehydration is a common cause of death in North America. We all could drink more water anyway.
John, gel capsules. He's putting the sulfur in gel caps, whether it's vegetarian caps or,
it's better to take a spoonful of sulfur and just mix it with your warm filtered water. There's just a waste of energy to put it into capsules. In a factory, they'll use silicon dioxide as an anti-caking ingredient and flow agent. It's ground up quartz. It's not toxic. That's not the issue. The issue is that sulfur will combine with almost anything, including the silicon dioxide, and that'll largely ruin the product. But I mean, if you really want it,
he's
in capsules,
not doing
if
that. He is doing the pure stuff, like buying it from you or me and putting it in capsules. This is what I want.
Yeah, there's
to address.
No reason to do that. It's a waste of energy. It just takes longer to break down the capsules.
All right. So you're saying that after the capsules are broken down, you're not getting the absorption of the organic sulfur?
No, you will. It just takes longer to benefit from it. It's like putting a barrier between you and the stuff you're trying to absorb. Why do that?
Okay. I was just curious about that.
Some people have a hard time with the bitter taste. What I explain to people is that after a couple of weeks of taking the sulfur twice a day, you don't even notice the bitter taste. You can eat it directly off a spoon.
Okay. Well, then I guess what I'll do is I'll just start mixing it with distilled water and take it that way as opposed to putting it in the capsules.
Put some vinegar or lemon with it. Vinegar, it works really good. Some raw apple cider vinegar or some lemon. Like I said, I put it in a pint jar. I'll put like even sometimes 3 tablespoons in just hot water, let it dissolve, and that just stays on my counter until it's empty. So sometimes, some days I'm taking more than others, but I will add that to my various drinks, see?
Yeah, well, I drink a lot of lemonade. I guess I can put it in my lemonade.
Exactly. But you won't even taste it. But just put a big swig in there.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, all the research I've done on it, it's just amazing how many health benefits that you get from this organic sulfur. I mean, it's just, and then you wonder why so many people are not healthy these days, all the way down to children, because the food we're eating is just totally depleted of organic sulfur. It's terrible. It's terrible. I'll continue to take it for the rest of my life.
Read my testimonies, the top testimony at humbleweed.net, humbleweed.net. I mean, she really did a good job, but she was comparing, the sulfur, taking it the way I told her to the worthless capsule she bought. She was taking it, the way I told her to, because it gets into your body right away, and you'll notice a difference if you start taking it that way. I mean, a bigger difference than if you're putting it in capsules. If you increase your liquid intake, believe me, it's a big difference. But anyhow, thank you so much, Norm. I really appreciate you calling in. I'm going to move on to the next caller now. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Norm. Okay. Hey, we have Brian in Washington. Welcome to Immunize Wisely and our guest, John Hamill.
Hi, this is Jenna. And
I'm in Jenna, not Brian.
No, we both live here. And we, you know, a lot of our, we both have the same interests. And the minerals depleted out of the soil with glyphosates, chemtrails, and the life, the toxic environment has done that. So, on the forefront of attempting to amend soil, we've been getting soil tests and applying biochar, charcoal in Washington. Because I do think in the Pacific Northwest we've got the best, the longest growing season, the most temperate climate, herbs, food.
Yes.
I think, you know, it's just,
yes.
I grew up in the Midwest in Chicago, so growing food out here is just a joy because it's not as pleasant in Chicago. But because, sulfur I have been taking, and I do also understand that, you know, high-quality food would, it's hard to test, but I do have a Brix meter. And, you know, looking at garlic to find natural forms of sulfur, I know what it does, and I understand the method. And I know that in Oregon, Pure Bulk offers MSM, and I've experimented with that. And I think it's really important that this discussion is here because it's exactly what people need to be focusing on and just finding their health if they've ever had it, and also looking for ways to actually grow food where you can, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, because your guest John, you live in Washington, we'd love to talk if you have any contact information or a website, because we're in the same mind frame of remediating health and sharing this information.
Mm-hmm. So his website is sulfurforhealth.com. And then if you go to the chat room, Jenna, all his contact information is there. It's Immunize Wisely with a Z, W-I-Z-E-L-Y, and then .chatandgo.com. So Mer Bailey has been great and been posting everything we've been talking about. And so if you can't find... we even posted where you can go to regulations.gov and put in the search bar there the docket number so that you can make a comment, but it's also at the other website that's posted there, the NAD-plus. But, you know, to contact John, it's all right there.
Great.
Okay.
So this is Brian now. Is John from Bellingham, or did he just mention Bellingham?
John?
I live in Point Roberts, which is north of Bellingham.
Excellent. So, yeah, we are really involved in this discussion, debate, and when you mention, well, they're not putting manure back into the fields, the source of contention is between what people, you know, we refer to people as shit farmers because what they are doing is advocating just manure. If you do a soil analysis, and with that lab analysis, you can determine which minerals are not in your soil, and then why we have semi-trucks and trains, cars that can move this stuff around the planet, we're advocating actually putting minerals in your soil so you get a balanced, you know, and there is a guy down here in Olympia, and we're going to put up his website on the chat room because this has been an ongoing thing. He goes to the Evergreen State College and tries to give a presentation, but they are just very adamant. No, it's about compost and manure, and there is no validity to doing lab analysis and adding the specific minerals for the perfect balance. So, you know, I don't want to, be a detractor from your statement, sir. I'm just trying to make some headway in a long, ongoing battle. So you add all these minerals to your soil, but in this climate especially, they're going to leach away with the rainfall, but the biochar creates a way to hold on to them, and you get them not in perpetuity, but at least for, 10 years, you aren't constantly trying to catch up with the minerals that have been lost. This could be a win-win. And Ingrid, if you would consider having a biochar broadcast one day, what we're also dealing with is this huge wildfire thing that California, Oregon is experiencing in a much more dramatic way, but Washington State has a huge fire load, if there is such a thing as direct energy weapons, and if someone is responsible for killing off a huge amount of our trees in wet western Washington, they're all standing there waiting to ignite. So we could mitigate this. We could use those dead trees to make charcoal, this Terra Preta story. I'd love to go into detail, but I don't want to take up your whole broadcast, both of you.
Well, why don't you just contact me? You can find all my information on the host page at republicbroadcasting.org. Just go ahead and reach out to me, and we'll discuss, having you on a show, okay?
So one final thing.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate your call.
Okay.
Yeah, just go to my contact page. You can also email me off any of my websites, and they're all posted there on the host page, okay?
Do you want to talk about sulfur for 1 second?
We have a couple other callers, and we could talk about it for a long time. We have lots of articles on that, Brian, and I just feel like, I deserve, to kind of move on and have a couple other callers.
Go with the flow.
Say something.
I agree. Thanks so much.
Pardon?
I said go with the flow.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to have you on. Because believe me, sulfur is huge, and that's why I sell it, and John sells it, and you can read the articles on my page that detail everything that he said, but 10 times more. And, we all know Norm's incredible benefits in Georgia. Pardon?
You make gunpowder with charcoal and saltpeter and sulfur, but my understanding is once the sulfur comes out of the ground, it changes its characteristics. It's really a tricky subject. That pure sulfur is something I wanted to mention, but I'm going to let you guys get back to it. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. No, I mean, we could go on and on about a lot of stuff, so we should probably talk about it when I have you on a show. But thank you, Brian. What can I say? I feel like a lot of other people have stuff to say. So let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, Ingrid and John. I just want to remind people now, I live in the Midwest, and I have really clay soil. And when I tested my soil for pH with just a test, something I got at the nursery, but it tested didn't test low enough for some of the crops I wanted to plant. And I want to remind people that gypsum is good for clay soil, and it will lower your pH. And after watching what in the world are they spraying, where they said that the pH in the soil is going so high from what they're spraying down on us, it's good because gypsum is calcium sulfate. So,
right.
And, I feel sorry for our grazing animals.
Oh, absolutely. It's tragic. It's tragic what's happened to our country. So we need all these different remedies, to bring back the soil that's been depleted from these chemical companies. I actually feel like we're, turning a tide, and there's so many people that want to bring back our country. I think Trump has actually stimulated that kind of patriotism that we've lacked, since John F. Kennedy. We haven't had that level of patriotism. you know, where people really are Americans now and caring about our country and doing stuff. And that's really important to me. And so we need all the solutions we can get for, you know, remedying the soil, healing our children, et cetera, et cetera. So,
okay.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all I had, Ingrid and John. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Bye. Okay, so... yeah, we could talk about sulfur a lot, you guys. I just feel that, you know, anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Tom in Utah. You know, welcome to Immunize Wisely, Tom.
Hey, I just wanted to have you say that correctly. Tom in Bountiful, Utah. So who do you think was one of my old associates?
Utah.
Clinton Miller, you mentioned two of my old associates. I'm outliving them on... Sadly, Clinton Miller, I helped him formulate some of his bread recipes, too. I don't know if you remember the old saying, the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead. That was one of his classic statements. And then, of course, John Christopher down there in Springville. But I just wanted to also kind of add this information to you on the sulfur issue. The like the other lady was saying, the livestock suffer because of their deficiency of sulfur. In fact, one of the, illegalized medications for livestock is sulfadrug, whereas it was far more effective in controlling mastitis and other situations or other issues and didn't hurt the animal, whereas the current medications that they give to livestock are damaging. By the way, the other thing I wanted to tell you, is when you remember last week I told you that every animal is vaccinated and medicated, so you need to be kind of conscious of that as well. But at the same time, the lack of sulfur in the animal's diet is making them suffer. Anyway, just wanted to put in a plug for old Clinton Miller. He and I worked together on several projects, including anti-fluoridation, anti-vaccines, and of course improving the diet of this community as best we could. He was a good man.
Yeah,
and I was in D.C. with
him. He was the best thing that ever happened to the National Health Federation back in
the day.
We knew him too. I remember as a young girl having dinner with Bonnie and Clinton Miller and my mother and father. You know, we traveled and met up with them. And, you know, I actually have an uncle and aunt that just passed away. And we used to go to Bountiful, Utah all the time, Tom, so I didn't realize that was the city you're from. So, anyway, you learn a lot all the time, huh?
So, yeah, and I did teach up at Olympia. I did try to teach people the truth up at Olympia, Washington, and what the caller said is right. They're resistant. Evergreen is pretty much industrial sponsored. So even though I was up there teaching, up at Evergreen State College, the sad thing is the entire education system is bought off by the FDA and their revolving door friends. Anyway, that's all I want to do is just put in a plug for my old friend.
Has pretty much bought out. Anyone that goes into the agricultural field or learning about plants, you know, believe me, the whole curriculum has been screwed up by these corporations going in there and changing what they're teaching. It's really sad. I know I've gotten an earful of many people that were quite upset. They felt like they were sold a bill of goods and, you know, kind of went into hiding and started doing their own thing. You know, this is why a lot of people are rebelling and just not paying all this money to go to college and realizing that they're getting a better education, learning on their own, you know, and going to farms that are actually doing the work.
I'll give you a quote of another good man I worked for, Ezra Taft Benson, Secretary of Agriculture. He said, an investment in education can also be an investment in folly.
Yes. That's, well,
and
certainly
of course,
true today more than ever.
You know, I've told my kids, when you go to college, you got to be smarter than the teacher because he's been bought off. And, you know, I learned that, and we had an old statement when I was working in my university. We'd say, figures don't lie, but liars figure. So when we get a grant from Lilly or Merck or Pfizer, we'd always want to carefully write our conclusion to satisfy the money source. What do you call them? The benefactor. You want to make your benefactor happy.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
that's been the game from the very beginning, huh? That, you know, you're advertised. That's why the media's been bought out, because, and that was really illustrated well in the first Vaxxed movie. Del Bigtree found out the hard way. He couldn't believe it, that what he thought was a huge story that would have broken all over the place wasn't a story at all, because all the advertising dollars is what bought out the media. It's all big pharma. They own the media. So, yes?
Have your guest there. What's his name? John?
It's John. What a lifesaver. We're going to actually close out the hour with John talking. So thank you for calling in. We have a commercial break. So thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
John, get to lifesaver.org and give me a holler. News is received less and
less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back. We have just about four more minutes, if that. We're going to be closing out the show, and John's been really quiet when we had callers. I guess I just kind of trumped him and took control. I don't know. Yes, it's what happens when it's my show. It's real tempting, but anyway, I really want John to be able to share at least the last 4 minutes of summarizing what he wants people to do as a result of the show. I mean, can you summarize why it's so important that people go to regulations.gov and go ahead and do their comments and what they can expect as a result if they forward your comments? Their comments, they can get a receipt of their comments and they forward it to you.
Yeah, I'm offering a discount on my bulk sulfur for anyone that generates a comment to the FDA for this deadline of December 4th regarding the bulk list of ingredients that are allowed to be used by compounding pharmacies. This attack on these natural substances could expand into something a lot bigger and much worse. We have to show our resolve to defend these things. Your listeners should go to this website in order to file their comments and learn more. You can go to nad-plus.us, and on that website you're guided through the process of creating a comment. Angry and I cited a number of different ingredients that we personally don't want to see disappear. I don't want to see any of these 26 things disappear. I think the FDA has a lot of nerve attacking these things. They've lost the moral ability to do anything in my book because they changed how OxyContin is regulated, allowing it to be used for daily use and long-term use to create this epidemic of opioid abuse. And then they have the nerve to try to ban NAD Plus when it can be used to break addictions. So there's something not right with that picture. So in addition to filing comments, people need to go to the White House comments line and tell the president and the first lady about this, because they're very concerned about the opioid epidemic that the FDA caused, but they may not be aware of NAD Plus unless we tell them they can break addictions. People are looking for hope. Why take hope away? This substance can be used for so many things. And if we don't act right now, we could lose it. So again, if your listeners go to nad-plus.us, they can file comments. They'll get a number from the FDA, a tracking number indicating that they filed a comment. They can then follow up to see if it's been posted by the FDA. If you furnish me with that number, that tracking number, I will know that you filed a comment. I will then give you a discount on your sulfur. If you want those specifics, again, you can contact me by 800-333-2553, Home and Work Pacific Time, or email me, jham@iahf.com, and I'll explain it to you.
Okay, and that's International Advocates for Health Freedom. Well, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your life to be on the show with this important information for people to act on. Yeah, health is our wealth, and it's important to protect it every way we can. So thank you so much. Please stay tuned for next time.
Thank you, Avery.
Thank you, John.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.